There once was an engineer who died and reported to the pearly gates. That day, though, an angel who was new to the job was filling in for St. Peter. And the angel mistakenly checked the dossier and said to the engineer, "Ah, you're an engineer. You're in the wrong place." So the engineer was cast down to the gates of hell and was let in. Pretty soon, the engineer became gravely dissatisfied with the level of comfort in hell and began designing and building improvements. After a while, the underworld had air conditioning, flush toilets, and escalators, and the engineer was becoming a pretty popular guy among all the residents of hell. One day, God called Satan up on the telephone and asked with a sneer, "So, how are things going down there?" Satan laughed and replied, "Hey, things are going great. We've got air conditioning and flush toilets and escalators, and there's no telling what this engineer is going to come up with next." God's face clouded over and exploded. "What? You got an engineer? That's a mistake. He should have never gotten down there. Send him up here." Satan shook his head. "No way. I like having an engineer on the staff, and I'm keeping him." God was as mad as he'd ever been. "This is not the way that things are supposed to work, and you know it. Send me back my engineer, or I will sue you." Satan laughed. "Yeah, right. And where are you going to get a lawyer?" Many people do not know that the justice system and the law system of law in the United States, as well as the system of law in the church, is based on an ancient system of law, and that is of the Romans. In the Roman system of law, there is a judge, a defendant, and a prosecutor, and what they called advocates for each of them, attorneys, if you will, or lawyers, that defend and represent the parties involved. The advocate was there to represent their client's wishes, even if it wasn't a matter of being prosecuted for something, to advance their will in the case of their absence. In the gospel today, Jesus refers both to himself and to the coming of another advocate, that is, somebody to represent our needs and our wishes. So what does this promise mean for us? Well, first of all, it is helpful to us if we recognize that the advocate, or the attorney, if you will, is smarter than we are. In fact, that's why people hire them in our system of law. They know the bigger picture and they know the system better. And this is also true in our spiritual lives. Does not the Holy Spirit know everything that is going on in our lives, our past, our present, and our future, which we do not know? Doesn't the Holy Spirit see a much bigger picture beyond this world, the heavens, the earth, for all time and into eternity? And isn't that who we want on our side when we're trying to figure out life and trying to discern our problems? Isn't that who we want on our side when it comes to our death? The Holy Spirit also knows the system better. We must remember that we're in a battle, a spiritual warfare for our souls, that there are angels surrounding us right now, warring over our souls, fighting for us. And this advocate, the Holy Spirit, defends us against Satan. What does it take to have a good advocate in this case? Well, like any good client, it takes humility. We have to set aside our pride and say, "You know what? I'd like to be self-determined. I'd like to know what to do with my whole life. But in the end, I know that God knows best. I know that the Holy Spirit knows best. And I resign myself to the will of the Holy Spirit and not my own." Like an attorney, an advocate is there to represent your will and also to protect you. I was listening to a program on the news the other morning. It was about a playwright who died. And in the play that he wrote, which had become very popular among university students, he specified that the main character should be an approximately 34-year-old white male. One university wanted to cast this role as an African American, and they became, of course, a big to-do over it. The attorney who was representing the playwright argued that no, it was the intention of the playwright to have a certain position. The university students were arguing that the playwright was racist. Of course, he's dead, so he can't speak for himself. You see, the job of the lawyer is to represent the intentions and the will of the person who cannot speak for themselves. That was the issue in this particular article. The Holy Spirit is likewise an advocate for us. He gives us power and the words to say, the gifts we need to be able to carry out what we want to do. He is truly our advocate in that he wants to promote our cause. We often don't think about God being interested in what we want, in our creativity or our desires. But God made you as a reflection of himself. Remember, God can create out of nothing. That means each of you is creative. That in a sense, God is looking at you just with joy, smiling, waiting to see what you're going to come up with next. Whether it's a creative thing or a creative blunder. He wants to empower you to accomplish your goals, except when those goals will hurt you. And doesn't a good attorney also do that? A good attorney is going to represent your will, is going to advance your cause, but not to the point that it is a detriment to you or that it hurts you. A good lawyer will always guard you and defend you. Now, there are often times that people in life find themselves being the defendant in a court case. Hopefully, not many of you. And it is always easiest when, as a defendant, we admit our wrongdoing. And we let the advocate work to minimize the negative effects in our lives. This is also true in our spiritual lives. You see, when we sin, we incur punishment. Two kinds. Eternal punishment, that is hell, but also temporal punishment, the effects of our sin in this world. Jesus died to save us from sin, right? And no one on this earth can mitigate their own eternal punishment. It is, in fact, eternal. It goes on forever and ever. It is infinity, and we, being finite creatures, could never make up for an infinite wound. Jesus died for our sins so that we do not have to try to do this. But he also died for our temporal punishment and gives us an opportunity to participate in that, to have some skin in the game, if you will. Paul reminds us in Colossians 1:24 that we make up in the body what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. As if God would do anything lacking, but rather he gives us an opportunity to participate in our own redemption. So when we sin, admitting that we've done something wrong and accepting the punishment is a good thing. Realizing that, brothers and sisters, we never get the punishment that we actually deserve, which is hell. Our advocate, the Holy Spirit, can be most helpful when we readily admit to our wrongdoing, when we turn to God and we take the punishment, realizing that we don't get what we deserve. Next weekend, we're going to celebrate the Ascension. This is when Jesus is ascended back up into heaven to be with his Father in eternity. And a week after that, we will celebrate the church's birthday as we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. You know, as Catholics, we grow up with a pretty good sense of God the Father. We have a picture in our head of an old guy with a beard sitting on a throne. For some of us, he's very judging. For some of us, he's loving. In reality, he's both. We have a good sense of Jesus, too. We know that he died for our sins, that he's our friend, that he calls us his friends. But often we neglect the work of the Holy Spirit. And remember, God the Father is in heaven. God the Son ascended into heaven to be with his Father. Who is with us now most operatively? It's the Holy Spirit. And yet, we so little tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. We get this image in our head of a little white dove sitting around doing nothing. When really the Holy Spirit is your advocate. The Holy Spirit is to promote your cause, to forward your needs, and to help you. And God wants you today, and he says this, Jesus says this very clearly in the gospel today. He does not want you to be orphans. He does not want you to be alone. He has given you an advocate to help you to accomplish your goals, to listen to your point of view, to fulfill your desires, and defend you when needed. But like any good client, we must first realize that our advocate is smarter than us and humbly accept help. And second, we must be willing to admit our fault, to bear our punishment, knowing that it is always lighter than what we deserve. Now, contrary to popular belief, all advocates are not in hell. We have advocates in heaven. You have an advocate right next to you who is just waiting to help you.